Inflation creating stress for Americans and the president. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden admits the 7.5% inflation rate in January is hurting Americans. It also caused him to get a bit testy during an interview with NBC's Lester Holt.
Back in July, you said inflation was going to be temporary. I think a lot of Americans are wondering what your definition of temporary is.
Well, you're being a wise guy with me a little bit. And I understand that's your job.
Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says inflation is real and it is harming people.
So the feds have to step up to the plate and do something. The administration has to do. We all have to work together right now to get our financial house in order. If not, it's going to be absolutely horrible what it's going to do to the American economy.
Inflation numbers also hurting stocks, with the Dow tumbling 526 points yesterday and Dow futures down more than 150 points this morning. Meantime, President Biden says he will meet soon with his short list of possible nominees for the Supreme Court. He talked to members of the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday about those choices. The U.S. is urging Americans to leave Ukraine now before Russia decides to take military action. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the West hopes to avoid a war, but
we're also looking at this very pragmatically. I mean, we continue to see, even over just the last 24 to 48 hours, Mr. Putin add to his military capabilities. No sign whatsoever of de-escalating the tensions. No sign whatsoever of sitting down seriously and taking a negotiated path forward.
And Olympic snowboarding champion Shaun White comes close but misses winning a medal during this, his final Winter Games. He came in fourth in the men's half pipe. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The man accused in the deadly Christmas parade attack in Wisconsin heads to court today.
Daryl Brooks Jr. is set to be arraigned in Waukesha County Courts on over 77 charges in the murder of six, including a child, and injury of dozens of others. After police say Brooks intentionally plowed his vehicle through the Waukesha Christmas parade, the alleged crimes after Brooks, a repeat felon who is considered a high risk to reoffend, was released by prosecutors in neighboring Milwaukee County on low bail after he allegedly used the same vehicle to drive over and injure the mother of his child. Brooks's bail now is set at over $5 million. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
COVID killed another 3,000 people in the U.S. yesterday, and now research suggests the virus can invade the placenta during pregnancy and cause stillbirths.
Researchers in 12 countries, including the U.S., analyzed tissue from 64 stillbirths and 4 newborns who died shortly after birth. The study indicates that placenta damage rather than infection of the fetus is often the cause. The cases all involved unvaccinated women. The research was published Thursday.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. COVID's also impacting the nationwide nursing shortage and forcing many hospitals to stop offering procedures. And New York Fashion Week is back, and even though some designers like Tom Ford are sitting this one out, there's a new name in the lineup.
Women's Wear Daily reports that UPS is making its debut at Fashion Week. Yes, I'm talking about the shipping company, the official logistics partner of the event, which is launching its first apparel and merchandise collection, presenting 3 emerging black designers on Sunday. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.